Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, thank you people so much. I guess I'm called an ambassador. I hope I don't sully that name, but you're listening to Blood River Radio. It is November the 14th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020. We just had a really good hour. It wasn't really hot like it gets here at Blood River sometimes, but it's very educational. We had Pastor Thomas Robb. He is the director of the Knights Council of the Ku Klux Klan, and we had his son on, attorney Jason Robb. He's practiced this law in Arkansas, but what they're doing, in case you just now tuned in, just a brief sketch of what we did. We talked about over there on the campus of the Knights Party, they have this gigantic building. It reminds me for all the world of the Greek Parthenon. They're putting in a museum there. They have all kinds of artifacts going all the way back, I guess, for 100 years. And they're teaching our people, and the old people that came before us, heroes that were in the movements for white rights before I was even born. And in the past, I'm still a little bit sketchy about it. They have classes in the summer for children, pretty much of junior high school age. They come there, and they have classes, actual educational classes, and they teach the people there. A PhD, she's the late Pastor Rob's daughter. She is working. She has a master's. She's working on a PhD, but she teaches those kids that to teach them their Christian heritage, their white heritage. With that, now we're transitioning in. We're bringing in Jacob Moondog Tyler and Lee Elvis Tyler. We'll have the Moondog. He's gonna howl and Lee's gonna sing "Love Me Tender." How you doing tonight, Moondog?
I'm doing great.
It was a howl, son.
Woo!
He's hot on the trail of them Anafi, man. He got an Anafi bottom up a tree. Well, I got my headlight on the Anafi. We're getting ready to gun them down, son, like one of them old coons, like I used to hunt coons when I was a kid in the swamps of the Mississippi River bottoms. Anyway, we got, it's good to have you on tonight. I think we got old Lee Elvis. I'm glad to have you on, too. Is Lee, are you there, son?
Nah, Scoop.
Oh, he's not there yet. Oh, Scoop, great. Hey, people, I almost forgot. I announced it on the first hour. We have a great, Jacob, we have a great treat tonight. We have Pete Scoop Stanton. He's been with the Political Cesspool. We were back when I was back at the Beanfield years ago, and he's going to give us a direct report. He's boots on the ground in Washington D.C. He lives in Washington D.C. He works in Washington D.C. So Scoop, tell us about that great Million Man MAGA march. What do you know about that? It's going on in Washington D.C. Right now, I believe.
Right. Well, Eddie, good evening to all listeners of Blood River Radio. Unfortunately, I'm currently at work, which is outside of the District of Columbia, but here's what I do know. Thousands upon thousands of people have showed up. Now, one organization was given a permit for Freedom Plaza, which holds about 13,000 people. So thousands more showed up in various parts of the District of Columbia. Thousands of people did show up at the Supreme Court building today, and Antifa decided to show up, but then since the Trump supporters, the Patriots, were outnumbered Antifa people, the Antifa people used police for protection from either the Cap Police or Supreme Court Security Services. From what I gather, it's been peaceful. I've heard no reports of violence. One thing about Antifa and these other groups, if you come up in much larger numbers, they're not going to show up. But the district, it does look like it's ready for a hurricane or a tornado. Windows, all these businesses are boarded up. They have fencing all around the complex of the White House, the White House, the grounds of the White House, and the old executive office building on, I believe it's 14th Street in Northwest D.C. So right now it's relatively peaceful. I don't know what's going to happen at night because you you see the old saying is nothing good happens after midnight.
Now Pete, I got to ask you.
Go ahead.
Let me just brief Scoop. Let me tell him about Scoop. Let me tell him about Scoop just a minute, Jacob. Peter Scoop Stanton used to call into Political Cesspool years ago when we just started the bean field, I guess 15, 16 years ago. He would call in from Rota, Spain. He was a sailor. He was in the Navy back in those days. And now Pete has his own radio show. Before we go to Jacob, Pete, tell him a little bit about your radio show.
Well, I'm part of the second spinoff show of the Political Cesspool. It's called 7-5 Radio. It's on at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, right after the Political Cesspool on Libby News Radio Network. It is co-hosted by myself, Peter Scoop Stanton, and Walter Yerkew. Mr. Yerkew was part of the biggest corruption scandal in NYPD history and was featured in the movie The 7-5. We're just as controversial, we're just as crazy, we're just as funny as the other shows here on Libby News Radio Network.
We're all nuts, Pete. Pete, do you remember that time we hit that karaoke when you were in the town? I think when Ron Paul was running for president.
Yep, July of 2007.
Yes, sir. Well, now, Pete, I'll tell you what, and before we go, Jacob, so I'm just reiterating what you said. Now, our people... The people that are supporting President Donald Trump, they have not been violent. They haven't even set buildings on fire. They hadn't busted out windows. So that's the way we – that's the report you're giving in so far, giving us. Because, see, the Antifa, the BLM, they are totally outnumbered. They are such chickens, man. The only time that they will get on somebody like us is when they were outnumbered 20-1. So, Scoop, I'll tell you what. Now I'm going to turn – I'm going to let Jacob answer you some – if he has – I think he has some questions and comments for you, Scoop. Scoop, thank you so much for calling in tonight, too. But hang on. Stay as long as you can. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Bappy. Well, yeah, Pete, nice to meet you on air, by the way. It's an honor to be on air with you. And my question was actually along the lines of what Pappy was talking about, too. When you said that these are peaceful protests, I was just – asking you if there were any incidental but totally unrelated fires raging in the background, because, you know, as CNN has so admirably showed us lately, which, you know, I say CNN stands for Criminal Negligence Network, but as CNN has showed us lately, you can totally call a protest with fires raging visible on the camera in the background peaceful protest. So is it that kind of a peaceful protest, or is it, you know, like a peaceful protest?
Well, put it this way. It's one of those protests where you don't have to worry about things being thrown at people with opposing viewpoints. You don't worry about people in masks and riot gear and helmets and Molotov cocktails. And the people attending these rallies respect property rights because, you know, they're property owners, they're business owners, they work for a living, they realize, hey, it's not my property. Let me, I'll just go about my way, you know, exercising my First Amendment right, which is freedom of speech, not the freedom of throw heavy objects through windows and then take said products from that storefront and then set it on a fire.
That's fantastic. And, you know, to this day, I have yet to hear of any large-scale gathering, in all seriousness. I have not heard of a single large-scale right-wing gathering where violence was instigated. There's been plenty where violence broke out, of course, when people defended themselves and all of that. But I have not found a single one yet. And yet the media continues to gaslight us with this narrative that somehow there is this epidemic of right-wing terrorism across the country. And meanwhile, they look the other way while BLM and Antifa and organizations like that commit actual terrorism on camera. It's incredible.
Exactly. And then also on today on CNN, when I was driving into work, a CNN reporter was interviewing somebody in the street, and they tried like hell to make this person look dumb. But this person was educated, knew what the deal was, and made CNN look dumb. And also, POTUS himself, Donald Trump, he got his motorcade and went down to one of the rallies waving at people. So, you know, he is man of the people, even though we have disagreements with him. But anyways, but tonight on the Political Cesspool and on 7-5 Radio, I will continue my report as I go through at later at night through Washington, D.C. I'll give also, if you follow us on Facebook, 7-5 and 7-5 Radio, I'll be hopefully Facebooking live. But I got one of these Obama phones, so my Facebook video is not the best.
Well, Scoop, I tell you what, we scooped everybody. We got you on first, like we always do. We got you on before political cesspool, before anybody else. And you, and you know what? And you're one of us. I mean, I've been knowing Scoop so long. I was such a younger man. When did you first call into the cesspool? When we were out in the bean field, Scoop, when I was out there.
I want to say 2005. I remember real quick. I was reading Garrett Chair's book, "Pay with Good of Intentions." Was looking for some research on him. Find his website. They had links to the Council of Conservative Citizens, and one of their links was the Political Cesspool. I was like, "Oh, I got to listen to this." And then I listened. I was like, "Whoa!" So I emailed Mr. Edwards and I back and forth. And then 2 o'clock in the morning, I called in on a whim, and then talked to James. I had a blast. I guess he had a blast. I was stammering, stuttering, unprepared. Nothing changed over 15 years. So, and I said, "Hey, I want to be the European. Can I be the European correspondent for the show?" And he's like, "Okay." You know, he didn't know me from Adam, and I could have been a plant from the SPLC or whatever. But 15 years later, one of these days, I'll get around to reporting for the SPLC or ADL. But in the meantime, I got my own spinoff show, my second spinoff show, because I did a show with our criminal justice correspondent, Jim Lancia. And he went on to pursue other interests, i.e. he got bored. But we had him in as a guest host on 75 Radio. But anyway, Eddie, I hear the music. I'll let you go. I got to go back to work.
Thanks
check
again.
Us out on 75radio.org. Bye.
Hey, don't be a stranger calling anytime, Scoop. Thank you for calling in, brother. We'll be right back, people. You just listen to People Scoop Stanton live from Washington, D.C.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging out. You just, people, yes, get this. You just listened to Peter Scoop Stanton. He called in while he was at work. He works in Washington, D.C. I'm not going to tell you where, but he used to call in when I used to be, I was a co-host with Political Cesspool. God, it was about 15, 16 years ago. I think Scoop said it was 05 when he first called in. But we became great friends. When he got out of the Navy,
He came to Memphis a few times. We used to go out drinking a little bit, doing karaoke and stuff like that. But he's just a wonderful guy. He has his own radio show. Comes on immediately after Political Cesspool. If you want to get more in touch with him, you can always, in case you didn't get the information, you can get in touch with me, Eddie@BloodRiverRadio.com. We'll hook you up with Scoop. He's a wonderful friend of ours. We'll talk to him. I guess I've talked to him about once a week. But, you know, we also have another guy joining us. We have Elvis Lee Cochran coming on, and he's going to come on, and we talked. I saw Elvis today. How are you doing tonight, Elvis?
I'm doing okay, Eddie. I was just saying, I just saw a TV report, and it's here locally, and they were saying Trump doesn't have a piece of evidence that the election was staged, was rigged, or anything.
What?
I said, that's what a lie.
They can keep saying that all the way to when the jail cell slams behind them, because I'm telling you what, we're going to take over. We're going to take this country back. I'm going to do my little rant, and then you and Jacob are going to take over. But listen, we're taking this country over. Yes, we damn well have the evidence. We've had more evidence than we can haul in a tractor trailer, and we're going to kick them out. Not only are we going to kick them out, we're going to have our own trials. We're going to set up our own courts. We're going to give these people their trials. They're going to be convicted, and many, 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 probably thousands are going to be convicted of treason. And people, you know what you get for treason? It's the same thing you get for desertion or cowardice in the U.S. Army. You have a little blindfold put around you. You're hooked up, and the old firing squad hits. But it's going to be legal. We're going to do this. We're in a fight for our life. These people want to kill us. The people that are trying to destroy this country, they've cheated. They've lied. This election has not been decided. The electoral college, the states decide who the hell the president is. But we're going to kick the hell out of these communists. We're going to put them in jail in the long run. And if anybody is too squeamish to get in the fight, don't come crying to us after the victory's over with, because you know what? You're not going to be one of our brothers. Now, I'm going to shut the hell up. Lee, do you have anything else to chime in before we go back to Jacob?
Well, I would just like to say we're going to put them in the FEBA camps, and we're not going to go there, you know. But it's just so ridiculous. They were saying that Homeland Security disagrees with Trump, that there was no evidence. I mean, these guys are off their rocker. You know,
I'm glad you mentioned that, Lee.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's what we're going to do. The federal government monster is going to be destroyed. We're going to do what JFK said. We're going to break them up along with their intelligence apparatus, the NSA, the CIA, the TSA, the ATF, all the military intel. We're going to bust their butts up into 1,000 pieces. And these suckers, these clowns are going to jail. Gitmo does not have enough room. We're going to put these people in jail where they – and we're going to give them a trial. They're going to get a fair trial. But if they're guilty, and thousands of them are going to be guilty, and we're going to do – I'm going to tell you what. The one thing Stalin knew how to purge the traitors. Hitler knew how, but Stalin was the master. He done away with millions of them. And I'm telling you what, people, it's either us or them. But Jacob, what do you think about that?
Oh, it's – traitor, I think, is definitely the word. Yeah. It's boggled my mind for some time now how the ongoing Russia collusion narrative, which has been proven false again and again and again. We're not talking about something where it's like, well, you know, they've got a reason to believe it, but they haven't been able to prove anything. We're talking about something that's blatantly false, that was flimsy and dubious at best when they first even brought it to light. And there's been this ongoing narrative that's been being pushed really hard. Fox gave voice to it, you know, Fox and the in-house news, the Criminal Negligence Network, also known as CNN. You know, all of these networks were pushing this really hard, and now they're acting all sanctimonious and pious about, oh, well, we don't want to undermine the sacred institutions of democracy by, you know, questioning the vote process. And these people have been doing this entire time. You know, they're speaking out of both sides of their mouth. You know, now you have all these people like Obama. Obama and numerous other people have gone on record now saying things like, hey, the time has come to bury the hatchet and start working on unity. And, you know, you can't help but think, oh, of course, yeah, you would say that now. You know, this has all the hallmarks, Eddie. I'm sure lots of people in our audience have dealt with people like this, and, you know, you probably have too. Lee, I'll bet you have as well. You know, these sociopathic people who will verbally abuse you, You know this type of person I'm talking about? These sociopathic people that will verbally yes. abuse you. They'll take advantage of you at every available opportunity, and they'll push you to your breaking point. And just when you're about to, you know, to retaliate with righteous anger or whatever you want to call it, because, you know, you've been, God knows, you've been patient to them with them up until that point. Suddenly they'll switch gears. And they'll be all smiles and all friendly and, oh, hey, you know, I love you, brother, and stuff like that. And it's this psychotic, sociopathic behavior that I've had the displeasure of becoming familiar with over the years. I've met a few people like this. And our government and the news media is displaying all of those same characteristics right now. And there's no reasonable doubt to give here. You don't do this kind of stuff accidentally. And so, yeah, I think treachery, treason is the operative term here, because you can't actually believe this stuff, you know, legitimately, sincerely. You know, these people are not only basically attempting a coup to oust the sitting president of the United States, but they're trying to steal an election brazenly. And they are the ones who are flagrantly undermining the election process. So this is treason against the American people. To do that accidentally is arguably treason, but to do it intentionally is overtly treason.
You know, Jacob, you're totally right. I hope Lee's not choking to death. It sounds like something's – we got some hellish noise from his end. Lee, are you okay, fella?
I don't know what's going on.
Well, anyway, going back to Jacob, you know what Jacob said, the news media, they're right in there with this intelligence apparatus. The news media, they're nothing more than scumbag traitors. They lie day in, day out. You know what? They can't get a patriot like us on the news. You know, we can't get on Facebook or Twitter, all that stuff. I never use it, but I mean, they are culprits in this overthrowing the United States of America. And when we get control of this country, you know what? We're going to get rid of the media as we've been known. We're going, you know what? Many of these people in jail in the media, they're going to be in Gitmo with the rest of their buddies. I'm serious. That's the only way you can deal with these people. The only thing these people understand is raw, merciless force. And that's what they're going to get. They're going to get their fair trial. They're not going to be railroaded. But what they're convicted, they're going to go into the treason. They're going to get their just due, just like a traitor. And whatever the law prescribes, you can go into the Uniform Code of Military Justice. I know what it is, but you people look that up, the UCMJ, and see what they're going to get. Back to you, Lee.
Well, you know, yeah, I agree. It's just that this is just so ridiculous. And I wish, you know, we got to get somebody to put them in prison. I mean, they got to be taken to court first. They've got to, you know, somebody's got to charge them. They're just getting away with treason, you know. Or, you know, all the deep staters are just letting them get away with it, and they're just not doing anything. And we got to get Trump to appoint some patriotic people instead of these, swamp creatures. You know, it's terrible.
Absolutely. You know what? I think it's going to be up to us. It's going to be up to we, the people. You know, this isn't about Trump. This isn't about the presidential election. This, you know what? This is about the Republic of the United States. This is a war of good and evil. And it's just like Archbishop Carlo Vigano said. He wrote his letter to President Bush. He said what we're witnessing is an all-out satanic attack on President Bush. And it's not because President Bush is good or righteous, or the best president we've ever had. God knows he has many, many weaknesses, but they hate his guts. They really do. Mm-hmm. And it's an attack. It's we're looking at evil versus good, Satan versus God. And you know what? We, the people, we cannot, listen, I'm telling you what, we absolutely, positively cannot allow this criminal Biden to take office as president. Even if we have to get into the streets, just like Antifa and BLM have been doing, if we had to tear the hell out of everything, we cannot allow them to take over our country. We'll be right back. We'll be back to Jacob after this break, people.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Republicans suffered setbacks to court challenges over the presidential election in three battleground states. A federal appeals court rejected an effort to block about 9,300 mail-in ballots that arrived after Election Day in Pennsylvania. The judges noted the vast disruption and unprecedented challenges facing the nation during the COVID-19 pandemic as they upheld the three-day extension. More than 15 legal challenges have been filed in the Keystone State by either Republican surrogates or the Trump campaign as they seek to reclaim Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes. In Michigan, a judge refused to stop the certification of Detroit area election results, rejecting claims the city had committed fraud and tainted the count with its handling of absentee ballots. In Arizona, a judge dismissed a Trump campaign lawsuit seeking the inspection of ballots in the Phoenix area. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Some military leaders are admitting that they've threw some whoppers at President Trump when it comes to military numbers. The details from Tim Berg at USA Radio Network's Phoenix Bureau.
Jim Jeffrey, the United States' retiring special representative to Syria and the special envoy in the fight against ISIS, confirmed on Thursday that he and other senior administration officials routinely misled President Trump on troop levels in the Middle East. Jeffrey, speaking to Defense One, explains how he was, despite President Trump's promise to withdraw Americans from endless Middle East engagements, was able to convince the president to commit to keeping between 200 and 400 troops in the region to secure oil fields held by U.S. allies and other strategic positions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Dow closed Friday up 399 points, the NASDAQ up 119 points, the S&P 500 up 48. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly? Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, thank you so much for hanging on to Blood River Radio. We're getting ready to go back to Jacob in just a second. You know, like I said earlier, this really, what's going on, it's not about President Trump or any other president. It's about, you know, preserving our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, the way of life like we have it in the United States, like we've always known it. Or is it about going into a slavery, like Lee would say, a realignment? People, we're fighting for our lives, and I don't care how we do it. You know, if Trump can't do it, if Trump loses his guts, if the courts go against us, we cannot. I don't care. We all know. We, all of us people on this radio show, we know that this election has been so corrupt, the most corrupt election we've ever seen in the history of the world. If you can go in, you can pull up Sidney Powell, who was the attorney for the General Flynn. She's now working in the Trump administration. She has uncovered the amount of cyber crime. It's just unbelievable. You know, Trump won a landslide victory. He really did. And if we, the people of the United States, Jacob, if we allow that to happen, you know what? If we have to get in the streets, we have to do, we're, like I said, we're fighting for our life. If we allow our nation, our country to be taken away from us, then we deserve every damn thing that the swamp monsters give to us, Jacob.
Yes, yes. And they are absolutely planning a much more overtly totalitarian regime this go around. I mean, the final counts aren't even in yet. The election hasn't even been called yet, and all the major news outlets are trying to call the election for Biden. They're not saying, "Oh, hey, it's looking really good for Biden. We'll be surprised if Trump can come back from this." They're saying Biden's won. People are already congratulating Biden as the president-elect. Okay, and then you know, even though the final counts aren't even in yet, AOC, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and people like that have already been going on Twitter talking about making a list of Trump supporters. They're saying it's not enough that we get rid of Trump. We have to, you know, as anyone, Alexandria Cortez said, is anyone compiling a list of all these people who donated to and helped Trump? They have to be held accountable. And in other times, they've you know, elaborated on that by saying, you know, they basically want to find anybody and everybody who ever supported Trump, who ever donated $10 to the guy, and make sure that they can never work again. This is their own words, not mine. I'm not editorializing or reading between the lines on things they've said. They say this in their tweets all the time. They just let it all hang out. And so, yeah, I mean, there's no – and it's one thing, too, when there's questions, okay? I get why a lot of the conservative pundits and talk show hosts, you know, like the guys I listen to, you know, Paul Joseph Watson and Stephen Crowder and you know, Tucker Carlson and all these more, you know, moderate conservatives that do a good job doing political punditry and whatnot. Everyone's being really hesitant to just call it as outright voter fraud. And yet when you listen to them for even 5 minutes, everybody, and I do mean everybody, knows that this is voter fraud. Now, I'm aware that some of our listeners might be a little more moderate than us, and some people might tune in from time to time who aren't right there, you know, in the thick of all this. And so some of the things that we're saying here might sound a little bit hyperbolic to you tonight. But I started compiling a list. I was hearing about so many irregularities and anomalies in this that I was compiling a list. And to be clear, this list is not even completely up to date. I haven't updated it in a couple of days. And I think I heard of 10 or 15 or maybe 20 more anomalies since then. But and the list is long enough. I don't know if it'll eat up too much time if I went through the whole thing. But I'll just cite a few here. Okay. All right. Well. All right. So our news feeds on social media and whatnot have been rife with reports of BLM and Antifa menacing people on the way to polling stations around the country. This was going on in smaller scale elections, and it was going on some with this current election as well. All right. Republican poll workers have been kicked out of voting precincts by Democrat workers in numerous locations around the country. In another location, there's a ridiculous amount of video footage of people just strolling into the precinct with bags, containers of ballots of all kinds, okay? And there is literally no adherence. There's no one standing at the door checking people or anything. There's nobody behind the glass checking these ballots. They're just being dropped off by the bushel, okay? And so we have video footage showing that vote counting protocol is not being followed. Because, you know, there's this pretty stringent list of rules that people that work these precincts, regardless of their political affiliation, are supposed to be following to make sure that the ballots that are being delivered are legitimate ballots and whatnot. Let's see. In multiple locations, there were reports. People went on record and, you know, they were already going on to talk shows and everything and saying these things. But since then, Kayleigh McEnany, Trump's press secretary, has compiled and some of their staff members have compiled a 230-something page list, I believe it was, of sworn affidavits about, you know, like fraudulent-type behavior going on that people would bore witness to. One of the example I was just now talking about, though, is regarding people would go in to voting precincts and Democrat poll workers would confiscate their pens. It actually says on the ballots that you have to fill in your choices in pen. And it even says in some states, a ballot is automatically disqualified if you write on it with a marker. You know? So in some of these precincts, people were reporting that they were having their ink pens confiscated and they were being given Sharpies and told to fill out their ballots with Sharpies, okay? Numerous stashes of ballots have been found around the country here and there. You know, people have, like, put video and stuff up on social media of caches of ballots that were just left on the side of the road. So there were some rumors about ballots being burned. Some of that was unsubstantiated. Who knows? It's totally believable that it did happen. But one of the particular videos that was making the rounds, I understand it did get proven to be not a video of this current election or whatever. So let's see. Efforts are being made by watchdog organizations like Project Veritas and Judicial Watch to contact I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself here. USPS workers have been caught on more than one occasion instructing other employees to alter the postal dates on ballots that arrived too late to be counted. The whole mail-in ballot thing was already pretty fishy, but numerous people have gone to James O'Keefe now of Project Veritas and everything, and they've reported that their superiors working at the USPS were telling people to backdate the postal stamps on ballots that had come in too late so that they could be counted. Let's see. Efforts are being made by these watchdog organizations to contact and interview the people who are implicated in these testimonies that have been coming in. And James O'Keefe always like videos himself and puts it up on YouTube when he calls these people. And every single time he just gets hung up on or the person gets belligerent. There's never a, oh my gosh, where did you hear that? Wow, that's terrifying. No, let me set the record straight. Nothing like that. They just get mad and hang up on him. You know, not exactly the behavior of someone who's just, you know, oh, there's been a terrible misunderstanding here. On election night, it was announced that the pollsters would be calling it a night and reconvening the next morning. Remember that? About an hour after everyone had gone to bed, hundreds of thousands of votes for Biden were suddenly added to the account. Okay? They say, we're coming back at 10 o'clock in the morning. Let's call it a night. So people go to bed. And then an hour later, suddenly Biden is pulling ahead, you know, has hundreds of thousands of votes showing up. Namely, in all of the battleground states where Biden was already decisively losing. And in sufficient quantity to close the gap between him and Trump. In one of these places where a bunch of mail-in ballots came in, people were noticing that you know, 50,000 ballots or 20,000 ballots would come in. And they would count them. And every single one of them would be for Biden. Now, what are the odds of that? You know, like if you're going to take mail-in ballots seriously, at least some of them should be Republican, and some of them should be for independent candidates or third-party candidates. Granted, that's going to be a small percentage of them because, you know, only like, what, 2 or 3% of the vote ever seems to go for third-party and independent candidates. But still, they should have been there. They should be represented in any number of mail-in ballots that are going on. But nope, they are all for Biden, you know. Let's see. Go ahead.
Oh, another thing to go along with what you're saying. They were bringing these block votes in, say 125,000 block votes, and 125,000 for Biden, zero for
Trump. I
can't
hear you at all,
Pappy. But can you hear me now? Jacob, can you hear me now? Lee, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Can you? Let me ask, Jacob, can you hear me now? We seem like we've lost Jacob. What Jacob was talking about was these, the last thing he was talking about was, like, for instance, there'd be these block votes that come in the middle of the night, in like 120,000 block votes, and 120,000 for Biden, zero for Trump. Here's the strange thing about it, though. The in states where senators were running, these votes for the senators didn't change any at all. They remain, on track. But anyway, people, I hear the music. We got to go. We got to go to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And hopefully, Jacob can plug back in.
Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important, It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee, 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Day. Dear Blood River Radio people, thank you so much. God knows I love y'all people out there. I do enjoy doing this radio show. I eat, sleep, and breathe doing the radio show, but we don't just do it to hear ourselves talk. We do it for a reason. And before we lost Jacob, he brought up some interesting stuff earlier on in his conversation before I go back to Lee. He talked about AOC making threats to white people. Well, you know, Kamala Harris did the same thing. Kamala Harris, I think I talked about this on last week's show. She said, to back up, she said pretty much the same thing AOC said. She said that they were going to come after the Trump supporters. Just like Jacob said, anybody that donated to Trump, anybody that gave money, they're going to come after us. And they said, I'll quote her, she said, "We're going to leave no rock unturned. We're going to come after you, and they're going to be held to pay." Let me tell you what Elizabeth Warren said when she was running for president before they pretty much jerked. You know, it's funny, the Democrats, they eat each other along with us. They want their own people in. Here's what she said. "In the same way ISIS and Al-Qaeda and terrorism pose a threat to the United States, so does the rise of white nationalism." And you know what? I would like to ask her to define white nationalism. It's anybody that loves their own people, that loves their children, loves their ancestors, that loves a representative republic like we used to have. She says, "Leadership stops at the top. It's important to call it out and then use the Justice Department to fight back hard against that." Finally, she said on Twitter, "We have to recognize the threat of white nationalism. We've got to call it out. As President of the United States, my Justice Department would go after white nationalists with full prosecution." I'll repeat that. "My Justice Department would go after white nationalists with full prosecution." That's what she said. And you know what? Elizabeth Warren's probably kind of out of the picture now. But like we said, Kamala Harris and it's Angela Cortez, black, said the same thing. People, I can't get this to you. I can't emphasize enough to you. These people hate you. They hate you if you're white. They hate your guts. They hate Christ. They hate Christians. And you know why? Because it is a battle between good and evil. It's a battle that started in heaven before the earth was even created. It's a battle that got Satan kicked out of heaven. It's still going on, people. It's a spiritual battle. This isn't just a political battle. It's a spiritual battle. And here's what we have to do. We have to get on our knees and pray every single day. But we can't just pray, Lee. We have to take action, whatever it takes. You know, just because the Congress will not do their duty and protect us, just because the so-called stinking courts have sold out, we have to do what it takes. And I'm telling you what, just like, look, call me a revolutionist if you want to, but I tell you what, so was Patrick Henry, so was George Washington, and to quote Alex Jones, if you've ever listened to him, the solution to 1984 is 1776. And I'll report in 1776. Hey, good to have you back, Jacob. I didn't know if you were there or not, but back to you, fella. What's the last thing? I want to ask you what the last thing you heard me say. But go. I was just backing up what you said about AOC, and I chimed in. Kamala Harris said the same thing. She doubled down along with Elizabeth Warren. They hate our guts, Jacob. Go ahead, Jacob.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry about that, folks. My headphones died on me, so I had to go and get another set. At any rate, these anomalies, you know, this is a really extensive list. And, you know, if two or three of these things were going on, that alone would be legitimate grounds to want to be counting ballots and looking at things closer. But these people on the left, and even a bunch of the so-called conservatives, are gaslighting you. They are gaslighting us. They're acting like only a crazy person who somehow hates who hates democratic principles and whatnot would ever question the results of an election. You know, Whoopi Goldberg on The View is going, "How dare you?" You know, and she's trying to reduce it down to anyone who questions these results is basically slapping the American people in the face. You know, and just I say gaslighting. We can't emphasize that word enough, because you know. There are stupid people out there, folks. Yes, there are stupid people out there. But when people are saying stuff like this, stupidity doesn't account for it. You know, they have to know. No person who has a IQ that is even a little bit above room temperature is going to think that it's unreasonable to want to question the results of a vote count when anomalies like this are going on. And I'm not even all the way through the list yet. And like I said, a whole bunch of other anomalies have come to light since I made this list. But I'll go into a few more
Jacob,
here. Yeah.
I'm going to share. Let me get this. If people don't take my word for it, you look this up. Joe Biden said his campaign, I'm quoting him, Joe Biden said his campaign has assembled the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in history of American politics. He said that in a podcast published Saturday. He said, an unfortunate slip of the tongue, as the presidential election will likely see major legal battles. But he said that. He said it. Yeah. Joe Biden said that his – I got to repeat that, folks. Joe Biden said his – he said this, and he didn't care. Who knows? Because he's telling you people, we know you're gutless and spineless white conservatives because you don't have enough guts to get in the streets and do anything. Because see, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm putting words in his mouth, but he said it. His campaign has assembled the most extensive, inclusive voter fraud organization in history of American politics. Go back to you, Jacob.
Yes, yes, and here's the thing, too, folks. This absolutely does go on. Videos have been surfacing. A lot of this stuff has been around for a while. I guess a lot of it just gets brought back up because it's so relevant right now. But this isn't even a new phenomenon, is what I'm trying to say. And one of the more remarkable videos that surfaced recently, a lot of you have probably seen it already, is this lady who works for I forget who the person was in particular, but she said that she worked for this Democratic this operative in the DNC. And she was going around to people in this video. I guess she was training somebody. I think it was somebody they'd recruited for their operation or whatever. And she was, you know, telling this person how they do things. And so she's on tape going to people who had already cast a vote, okay? And she goes on there and she says, "Hey, when we talked the other day, you said you were going to vote Democrat, but I noticed that you voted for so-and-so here, and he's a Republican candidate." And so this lady goes in and talks people into changing their vote, which already you can't do. It's illegal to do that. But then also she's on video. She's giving cash to people. She's giving gifts to people. "Oh, hey, you know, here's this nice, you know, cashmere sweater," or whatever. You know, I forget what the item was in particular that she gave a lady in the video. But bribing people, literally bribing people to change their vote. And we know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We know that this goes on already.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're about to run out of time. Let's bring Lee in. He's been hanging out a long time. Lee, you have anything to add to that, fella?
I'll just say we need paper ballots. That's the only thing, you know. They're not perfect either, but we got everybody go back to paper ballots.
Mm-hmm.
Canada does it, and we do it. We can do it.
Absolutely.
And the commie, anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
No, go ahead, Lee. You're right. You know, I'm totally 100% any type of computer voting. You know, that's another thing we didn't mention earlier. You know, there's giant cyber fraud. Lee and I were talking about earlier today. There is an organization in Barcelona. They call it SCYTL. It started out in Barcelona, Spain. Then they moved to Frankfurt, Germany. And they, why in the world we would have servers in Frankfurt, Germany that are involved in serving in the election of a presidential election in the United States? Why that's over there is insane. But anyway, the United States Army went in, broke in, and got those servers. I mean, people, we've got to get rid of this high-tech voting. We got to go back to, just like Lee said, paper ballots, let a Democrat representative, several Republican representatives sit there and take head counts and count these things by hand. That's the only way. That's the only way we can come close to having a decent election. Lee, we neglected you quite a bit. Will you have another comment to make, Lee, before we run out of time?
Kamala, I'll call her Commie Harris, but she's a commie. This is a dictatorship. This is just like Stalin. She's just like Stalin. But
I'll tell you one thing about Stalin. He knew how to take care of his enemies. I'll say that. He didn't. Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, we have a clip.
Well,
We got a little clip we're going to play.
Okay.
Fire away that clip. Go ahead.
I'll just say Oath Keepers. Everybody needs to join Oath Keepers.
Yes, I would second that. You know, we have Bethany said we had a clip to play. Go ahead.
Okay. Bethany.
And inclusive, we have put together, I think the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. We have put together, I think.
You know, I assumed that he just kind of gasped or something, but he said that slowly. How do you say that and not have any clue what you're saying whatsoever?
Yes, you know, and I'd like to thank Bethany and Sam for bringing that clip up. Thank you so much, Bethany and Sam, for bringing that clip up. That reinforces what we said. That's his own voice. He cannot get out of that. He said, you know why, Jacob and Lee, we're about out of time. He doesn't care. They don't care. They're so used to getting by with this people. They think they're going to continue to get by with it. They think that we're just going to lay down and take it. Lee, Jacob, are y'all going to lay down and take it?
Absolutely.
Ain't no way. Oath Keepers.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got people. We have to organize ourselves. We have to fight in any way you can. And like I say, keep it legal. But I tell you what, we're fighting for our very lives. We have to follow. Like Patrick Henry said, I know of no better lamp to guide my feet for the future than the past. What our ancestors did in the past, Jacob and Lee, we have to keep that as an alternative. We have to keep that as an arrow in our quiver. In the first War of Independence of 1776, hey, they got out there, even the ministers. We had a black robe regiment. We had to get out, and they took care of business. They fought. They were killed and were killed. It was life or death. Well, guys, looks like we run out of time. Well, thank you so much, Jacob and Lee, for coming on tonight. Thank you, Bethany. Thank you so much, Blood River Radio family. We just never have enough time. But listen, tune in next week, the 21st. The general's going to be back on again, and I don't know who's going to be the second hour. I don't know. We'll have to take care of that. But thank you so much. Same time, same place next week. Good night, everybody.